Time to check in with Blind Dave Healy. He joins us now from the Midlands. Hello.
Good afternoon.
And did you watch the World Cup game last night?
Yes. Well, I didn't watch it, but I listened to it on my radio, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic atmosphere. I mean, the weather was nice. My radio was blaring away. Deb and the kids had got the TV on in the house. I was sat down at the bottom of the garden. What a fantastic first half. And I thought, wow, 5 minutes goal. I thought, this has got to be our year. I think them England lads played absolutely superb. We missed a few chances, which obviously we regretted in the second half. But when they come out the second half, they come out a second team, or they come out the second team. Croatia had obviously had maybe a better team talk at half time, and they come out raring and ready to go. And it saddens me to say it, but I think the result at the end, Croatia were the better side and they deserve to go through. But, you know, it's been a learning curve, I think, for this team. What Gareth Southgate for me has done, and I have to admit, Simon, over the latter 10 years, I really haven't had a lot of interest in our England squad at all. There have been a lot of has-beens, a lot of egos, a lot of names, a lot of nothing. But this tournament, to be honest with you, they've sort of rekindled my spirit in England, and I just think these lads went out there. The pressure of the media was not as hyped. They've gone out there to play, and play they did, and they've, we've had a little bit of luck at times, but we've done very, very well to get through to a semi-final, and hopefully now Mr. Southgate and the team, they can build and, you know, take it forward to the next level, which is great.
I mean, I was thinking this weekend I'll watch the final if it happens with England, and I'll watch the final tennis with Roger Federer.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I mean, he's out as well. What's going on?
I tell you what. Obviously, you know, the young pups are coming through. You know, I think at certain points, you know, Simon, I do believe that, you know, the teams, the players, the competitions, the big boys that have been, sooner rather than later, some of the people that are coming up from behind have got to get as good. And the trouble is now the big boys can't get any better. Or they feel like better than they should be. But I don't know. Maybe there's a bit of a... It's the weather. I'll put it down to the weather.
Well, the match yesterday, we had it on in the studio during the show. And, it wasn't one of those matches that seemed to have much in the way of rallies, because Kevin Anderson? He's such a powerhouse.
Yeah.
It was more power than anything else. I don't know how Federer gets any of those serves back, to be honest. But, it was a close match. But, so that's off the radar as well. So I'll just have to do some tidying up now at the weekend instead.
Well, that's it. Well, we've got the colour run this weekend on Saturday.
Mm.
The Blind Dive colour run down in Samwell Valley. Anybody local, well, anybody national who wants to join, you know, go on the website and come in. But it's a colour run. Oh, it's going to be fabulous. Last year, there was that much paint. Well, in fact, I'm not too sure which particular paint manufacturer I was an advert for. You know what I mean? It was how a blind bloke becomes a magnet for buckets of paint is beyond me.
So what do you do, run around and people fire things at you?
Yeah, well, yeah, you run a 5K course, and there is, I think it's 4, maybe 5 checkpoints. But everybody is given at the start a bag of paint. It's paint, it's a powder. And the idea is, you know, you lob it at somebody, some people hang on to them, some people throw them straight away. When you come to the checkpoints, some different colours, and it seemed as though a bucket of this different colour was poured over my head every time. I blame Donkey, because he used to pull me up at the checkpoint, and then it seemed he left me for a fleeting moment.
How convenient.
Yeah,
Donkey.
That's what I thought. And there was a bucket of paint and a lot of dust, apparently. And then off we went to the next checkpoint. And it was like people were singing green and yellow and pink and blue. Blind Day, oh my goodness, look at you.
So you're raising funds for this one?
Yeah, it's for the Albion Foundation. But you know what's lovely, mate? The kids come along. They've got mums, they've got dads, and a few of them are school teams, you know, where school teachers have brought the kids. And it's great because the kids, it's just, It's just open pint throwing, isn't it? You know, the kids, they get their pot of, not pot of pint, their packet of pint. They can lobby to teachers, nans, moms, dads. Simon, it is a, it's a great few hours, mate. It really is. And after last year's little episode, I'm looking forward to it, but I'm putting old clobber on this year.
Yes, yes. And over the years, I've noticed Dave become quite emotional at times over years, and particularly in one eye. You seem to cry cry from one eye, but you found out there's a reason for that, then?
Yeah, you've been talking to somebody, haven't you? this Monday gone, for the last 2 or 3 years, it's literally is at times through, you know, the day, through a talk, through a run, it's as though somebody's turned a tap on in my eye. I mean, my eye just seems to run. My shirt just get literally soaked. And the lad's like, what's the matter with your eye? So eventually Deb's persuaded me. Doctor to the hospital. I went to the hospital on Monday. And it was quite interesting because he sat me down and he went, you've got very interesting eyes. And I said, oh, have I? And he said, yeah, do you mind if I have a look around? And I went, no, feel free, you know. Oh, yes, oh, no. You know, we don't come across people like you. He says, not like a good old look. Anyway, he was looking and he said, you've got a growth in your right eye. And I went, what do you mean I've got a growth in my right eye? And he called it like a very similar to a wart. And he said, but it's a growth. And what it's done, it's covering my tear ducts. So there's an element comes through and then suddenly there's a gush. And he said, I don't know whether it's growing into your tear duct. He says, around your tear duct, over your tear duct. You know, he said, but it's there in your eye. And I went, oh, yeah. And he says, obviously, I'll do a biopsy. And while I'm doing a biopsy, he said, I may as well take it out. I said, yeah, okay. So he said, and I said, well, how are you going to do this? He says, I'll do it. He says, no, cut it out. He says, cut it out. And he went, yeah, he says, with a pair of scissors. I went, hang on a minute here. Done your laser it. And he went, I'm you a chicken? I went, do I look like I've got feathers? And he says, well, if you ain't a chicken, I'll put anaesthetic, I'll give you a couple of needles in the eye. He says, and then I'll literally cut it out with, obviously, surgical scissors. And I said, and he went, yeah, he says, it'll take me 30, 40 minutes. He says, but I'm looking forward to this. He says, because it's quite an interesting eye I'm looking at there. And I'm thinking, okay. So that's going to be done in the next couple of weeks. But my question to him was, and Deb beat me to it, you want to know when you can run again, don't you? And I went, well, of course I do. I said, I've got some runs coming up. He said, listen, it'll take me an hour most. He said, give it a couple of days. You'll have a week soreness. But after a couple of days, you can run again. I thought, okay, we can take it out then.
Oh, I'm not looking forward to that.
No, that I might. But I'll tell you one thing, Simon. He had to do a few bits and pieces, and he says, I'm looking at your tear ducts. He said, what I'm going to do, I'm going to spray some water in. And I went, yeah, okay. Well, I expected, you know, like, oh, I don't know what he was going to do, like a little spray you went over you at the dentist. And the next thing, you know, he went, can you feel that? And I went, no. And then he done it again, and he says, salted water. I said, oh, yeah. I said, I just feel that in my throat. He said, oh, okay. So he says, they're not blocked. He says, oh, the one's not blocked. And he says, so we'll go forward with it. We'll see what happens. And Deb said afterwards, he says, do you know what he did that with? And I went, I have not got a clue, Cock. She said, that was the tiny syringe. She said, he put that syringe in your eye. And you know what, Simon? I never felt a thing. All I felt was the water trickling into my throat. And I thought, and your eye being so sensitive, you know yourself, you know, you catch your eye or whatnot. And I never felt a thing. So
it just shows you, though, doesn't it? Even though your eyes don't work, it still pays to get them looked at and checked out.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, you know, I've been jokingly saying, because I did something silly 3 years ago on Father's Day, put the Pringle tin to my eye, poked my eye with a blinking the tin foil at the top, and I went, ouch. I said, oh, look at that. And from that, it was a coincidence. From then on in, I've been having this streaming eye, and I thought, you know, I've damaged my eye in some way. And there you go, there's been a wart or a growth, or, well, something growing over my right eye.
Might be a Pringle.
So, anyway, I'll do the necessary, and they'll do a biopsy, because they want to find out whether it's, what they call it?
Malignant.
Malignant.
Yeah.
And then he says, once we've done it, he says, we'll obviously monitor over a few months, because I want to see whether it, A, does grow back, and B, whether it is actually growing into the sort of water, the tear canal.
Well, at least,
well, There we go.
At least Debs this week has given you an easy week of it, though, after that, eh?
No.
No?
She's had me out working Monday. She's had me out working Tuesday. She's had me out working Wednesday. I'm out working tonight. Tonight of all nights. Tonight. And then she's got me out again tomorrow. Goodness me, I don't want this work, Simon, but I mean, it's a little bit much when her has me out 5 days.
I know. I mean, how are you supposed to get all your sitting about done?
Exactly. You know, I mean, I had a little bit of football to listen to, and I did do it, but it was a struggle. You know, I've got... Yeah, you're right, I've got a bit of sitting about and a cup of coffee to drink, you know. talking of which, it's a... lovely drink.
Yeah, very good. Right, how do we keep up with you?
Right, yeah, well, quite easily when we are, you know, for a couple of days, because I'll be sitting down. It's blinddavehealy.co.uk. Blind Dave Healy Facebook, at Blind Dave Healy Twitter. And on the website, there is obviously a little bit to look at, and there's a contact me form. So if you want a little natter, give us a shout on the contact form, and away we go.
Well, we'll speak to you very soon, but if you can, try and keep yourself out of trouble, would you?
Yeah, okay.
All right. See you soon.